I'm Fuselier Alid from Comley. I'm with the 1st Battalion Royal Welsh, currently working with the Military Working Dogs Squadron. I've been in the Army nearly 3 years. It'll be 3 years during this, my second tour. I joined the Army to make my family proud and to get a stable job and to supply for my own family. My first tour was quite hectic. I won't lie, I had some close calls. To get into working with the Military Working Dogs, and throughout the battalion there was a course offered. I was chosen forward to do that selection. On the selection we had to do maintaining of a dog, veterinary care, written papers on both of them subjects, and a physical PFT. I clearly passed all those tests, of which we were then sent to America to do the course for the basic handling. Now, the course in America was very demanding. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very challenging, and I rose to that challenge and passed. I've been in Afghanistan for nearly 8 weeks now. We've been training our dogs ready to deploy onto the ground and also acclimatise the dog and ourselves doing PT. I'm looking forward to going back to the Royal Welsh with my dog, mainly to see the lads, give them the asset to work with. I think it'll save a lot of lives. I'm quite happy to be doing the job. The best bits about working with a dog is mainly the fact that it brings you to home. I've got pets at home. It's quite a nice feeling. It's also going to save a lot of lads' lives. That's my main effort. Bad things about working with a dog is they don't always do what you expect them to do, and we then have to adapt and change the way we do things to get the dog to do it. This is my kennel here. We've got Pete inside, nicknamed Pistol Pete. He's a year and a half Labrador Retriever. He's quite a scatty character, currently nibbling on my hand as we speak. He's a good dog, and I'm happy with him. The kennel itself is made up of four different kennels, front and back. It's got air conditioning. The dog will stay in it overnight and whenever we're not working. We walk them on a regular basis as well, just so they don't make a mess in the kennels. It's quite a good facility. I'd just like to say thank you very much to my family and friends, my girlfriend, my little one. I've received mail on a regular basis, and it makes me feel very close to home. Also, it won't be long until I'm on R&R. Look forward to seeing everyone.